This is a Hey Area short, where we give bite-sized answers to questions you ask. Listener Ruhama Veltfort wanted to know,
why are there no reliable audio announcements in BART cars?
KALW's Andy Bosselman headed to a BART station to find out.
When you ride BART, there's usually a moment when you look up from your phone and you're like, where am I? That's when announcements are supposed to help. Announcements like that can be difficult to hear, and sometimes operators skip calling out a stop.
Sometimes there's silence, sometimes it's garbled, and it makes it impossible for a vision-impaired person.
That's Ruhama Veltfort, and she really needs to understand those announcements.
I have a disability. I'm not blind, but I am low vision.
At BART, it's Bob Franklin's job to make sure disabled people can use the system. I hopped on a train with him, and he diagnosed some of the garbled announcements for me.
So the announcements on BART are hard to understand because you're competing with a lot of noise. There's also inconsistent train operator announcements.
This is 16th Street.
It's barely audible.
But he pointed out that recorded messages are a lot better.
Doors are closing. Please stand clear of the doors.
That's good news because brand new trains are on the way, and they'll all have recorded stop announcements. But there's one hitch. It'll take 5 years for all of the old trains to be phased out.
Well, in 2022, I will be too old to get on a BART train.
Until then, BART is trying to cut down on that noisy screeching. They hope it'll make the existing announcements easier to understand. At Civic Center Station, I'm Andy Bosselman for Hey Area.
Look at me, I'm a train on a track, I'm a train, I'm a train, I'm a chicken train, yeah.